CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Pastor with Oliver Darkshire. His new book is Once Upon a Tome, The Misadventures of a Rare Bookseller. Henry Southern is the rare bookseller, the antiquarian bookseller on Sackville Street. And on the website now, which I invite everybody to examine, they are very pleased and excited by Oliver publishing this book. It's neatly featured in the website. You can buy it through, in British terms. It isn't as easy as Amazon would be, but right now you can buy it. There's a picture of the cover of his book published in the U.S. by Norton. We go now to one of Oliver's educations in becoming a rare bookseller, which was to attend in the city of York the Antiquarian Booksellers Association. Who are they? What did they want from you? And what is it like to be with other rare booksellers?
So but York, it turns out, is almost historically as big as London when it comes to antiquarian bookselling. And they're everywhere in York. And so every year they hold the Antiquarian Book Seminar to try and encourage more people into the trade so booksellers can learn from each other. They hold lectures. And because I was the apprentice, sponsored by the Nationwide Association of Booksellers, who hold this event, they said, you should go. We'll pay for your ticket. And you'll train up there, and that'll be a good learning experience for you, young apprentice. So off I went, off my train up to York, ended up in a very suspicious bed and breakfast with very dodgy food. But mostly it was several days of sitting in a room with booksellers from stores I was familiar with, stores I was not familiar with, you know, holding these seminars on what it meant to be a bookseller, what to buy, what to sell.
Can you characterize people who become booksellers? At some point, you say your powers. Oliver calls the people who own Southerns these days powers. Sponsor lots of fets. You know, I picture wine parties, something like that off-site. But that booksellers themselves don't much show up because they're not, what, convivial? They don't make good small talk?
You have to be a certain kind of person to fall into bookselling. And I think part of that is being happy spending a lot of your day by yourself with books, you know, surrounded in a desk with no, talking to no one. And that doesn't necessarily produce a curmudgeon so much as it, you know, it's a good environment for someone who's quite reclusive to be in, like myself. And some people do that and parties very well. But personally, and, you know, a lot of my friends and colleagues, the kind of party is not necessarily our strong point. Mass socializing in a huge group of people, you know, you want to be surrounded by books all day. Not necessarily a party person.
Oh, it sounds heavenly, Oliver, which is why I like your book so much. At one point, Southern is rebuilt, which is a great challenge to everybody who works there. But after it's rebuilt, was it after or before the health and safety inspector came by?
So it was sort of almost in the process of afterwards, really. We'd had part of the store redeveloped and rejigged around. It happens every century or so. We have to do some work on it.
He asked a number of really uncomfortable questions. How did you get through? How did you pass that interview, or did you?
The poor man was grey by the time he finished. He came in with a clipboard looking so hopeful. And by the time he'd asked about the ladders, and about the light bulb situation, and about, you know, the whatever was going on in the basement and the flooding. Like, he looked like he hadn't picked a single box, and he was trying to show us videos about how to lift boxes and kind of in desperation by the end. And we were like, that's not how anyone does it here. he left in a fugue state.
And I would want my rare bookseller to be unrecognizable to health and safety inspectors. I mean, you're not going to find something you really want if everything's all lit up.
And part of the principle, you know.
Now, in your reflection now that you've left Southerns for a moment, but you're a rare bookseller, your moments of joy at Southerns were when they gave you a new desk and took it away right away. Do you have a desk that fits you now, Oliver?
I do, eventually. It took 7 or 8 years, but I finally convinced them to spring for a desk I can sit under, so it makes me very happy. I had ups and downs in my relationship with my desk, but... finally, happily married to a good solid oak device.
I recommend Oliver's book if you're a book lover, as I am, and also if you've ever tried to imagine what it would be like to be a rare bookseller. You know, the path not taken. The book is Once Upon a Tome. Oliver Darkshire is the author. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.